to go to the cabaret program.
Yes, it is. You're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to KGNU's Cabaret Show. It's Women's History Month, and Denver's own Megan Burt is in the studio this evening. I'm Doug Gertner, and I'll be your host tonight as we hear from Megan musically and catch up on her latest recording project. First off, though, a big thank you to all who donated during our Spring Fund Drive celebrating Real Radio by Real People. And there's still time to support community radio, and the best way to donate is by going to kgnu.org, kgnu.org, to join so many others who've stepped up to keep independent media strong in Colorado. So let's start with some songs, tunes from Megan, and we'll be back to chat after this. You're listening to Megan Burt on Cabaret. Megan.
All my days are getting away from me. I'll never catch up, never truly be able to turn the day in peacefully, 'cause a restless soul doesn't sleep. It's not hard to find ways of being let down. We're all weighing potential with disappointment, but you don't get to pick which sandbox you're in. So find something to hold on to. It's all you got if you're gonna make it through. Find something to hold on to. Let somebody take a hold. Stop loving your lovers. I reckon you never stop thinking about each other. We're all leaping from one lightning strike to the other. Yeah, we're all so busy trying to fix each other. Can look back on a lifetime and easily wonder who it was you lived for and why it suffer. Find something to hold on to. It's all you got if you're gonna make it through. Find something to hold on to. Let somebody take a hold of you. I believe we're all wired to follow our bliss, despite of our misguided, broke down appearance. Sometimes it's the fear of ending up like our parents, but mostly I think we all feel alone. The same way you got here is the same way you'll leave. No one gets out without wondering if they were worthy. And since nothing is sure, change is guaranteed. While I'm here, I'd rather be. Finding some. Something to hold. turning up and over stones, end up walking with a heavy load, never trying to make 'em, but gathering mistakes wherever I go. I'm always hovering between the lines, distracted by the meanings I can't find. It's all just out of reach, ain't nothing you can teach, but you can learn. Your turn. So when I'm counting up my shadows, swallowing my pride, feeling rough, feeling low, you go down easy on my mind. When I'm pointing my arrow, but I'm just aiming blind, and I need a path to follow, you go down easy on my mind. You are what I know of perfect rhyme, a mystery from the great divine. Everything felt out of place until I found this space where I could rest, lay down my head. So when I'm counting up my shadows, swallowing my pride, feeling rough, feeling low, you go down easy on my mind. When I'm pointing my arrow, but I'm just follow, you go down easy on my mind. The way is worn, my eyes are blurred, the road is long, my feet hurt, but I'll keep going where I'm led, 'cause I got you in my head. Yeah.
It's Megan Burt on the Cabaret Show at KGNU tonight. So happy to have you in the studio. I think I recognize that one, Go Down Easy. Tell us what we heard and where we might have heard those before.
Oh, gosh. You would have heard them if you're a Megan Burt stalker, probably.
Nah.
Neither of them are officially recorded, but I've played them in my shows. The first song was called Find Something to Hold On To. And then I played a song called Easy on My Mind, which was which came from one of those COVID songwriting groups where you, you know, we all group together to motivate.
Yes.
And write a song every week, and that came out of that one.
All right, so my research may have paid off as we...
Yeah, did you just out yourself, Doug?
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am one of those who've been paying attention to Megan Burt. So I have. I've seen you play in Denver and in Boulder, and it's not news to anyone, perhaps, that you've been on stage at Red Rocks, been featured with the Colorado Symphony. I also have it on good authority that you've toured Europe and lived in Boston, New York, Nashville for a time. I want to go back to your roots, if you don't mind. At least the Reader's Digest version of
sure.
kind of your Colorado roots, your path to a professional career in music. Maybe how this place inspires you or is reflected in the music that you make. Kind of what role does Colorado play in what you write and play?
The answer to that is probably a little not what you're expecting to hear. I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Denver, and I always wanted to leave. And the more that I'm here, the more that I appreciate it and love it and love coming home here. But I think that if Colorado has an influence in me, it's in this sort of longing for finding somewhere else to be. Mm. And I think that probably spills out into my lyrics and my music, just this sort of deep searching for something and for meaning of things and for something else. So Colorado plays kind of a funny role in that way, I suppose. But for as much as I've traveled, I haven't found anywhere else that feels like home at the same time. So, you know, we're still working it. Me and Colorado, we're still working it out. Maybe one day we'll figure it out together. But
it makes sense. I mean, so many of us are transplants here,
yeah.
and find our inspiration that this is where our souls sing so much that, you know, you can't get us to leave. And I think for me, some of my fascination has always been with the Colorado native who, you know, especially like your story of I've been elsewhere and this is what I've, you know, known I needed to come back to. So I think we share, you know, we have that overlapping aspect about this place. But for you, I also hear it's a complex relationship, as so many relationships are.
That's right. Why make this one simple, you know, when you can just complicate this one as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I wish that I was a transplant because I think I would appreciate it in a different and maybe better way. but I will say, you know, over COVID and having, of all the places to be when the world shut down, I was so grateful to have a big sky and the mountains to look at, and that felt actually very healing and comforting. So
and the last song we heard was as you say, came out of the, I mean, it's the COVID time, at least, you know, from someone who sits in the DJ chair around here from time to time, like there's almost been too much music for me to process and try to play during my radio shows, and it sounds like it was something of a prolific time for you. I'm going to want to ask you in a little bit about
sure.
What you've been doing with your COVID time, because I get wind of you being in the studio, but you're in the studio now with microphones and your guitar. So rather than talk much more, can we hear some more music, please?
Yes. Well, I'll play a song about coming home. Just continue the thread there. This song is indeed called Coming Home. For those of us who have an interesting relationship with one.
Never wanted to feel just like a stone. Tethered to the ground that it lays upon. voices that lay my soul to rest. Chasing, claiming the time that I got left. But I am coming home. I am coming home. Lover, forgive me, I move away from you. I want you steady for me to come back to. I am coming home. I am coming home. Don't always know. I just feel this pull and I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes I wish I would. But I really don't know where I belong. My tired bones, if only till I forget I feel alone. I am coming home. I am coming home. I am coming home.
Got me lightning bolt and I will strike out for how you choose to travel. Resurrecting hope from every stake that you put in the ground. Even if it's momentary, we collect a charge that lingers after. Building up and waiting for a spark. Come back around. I can't get away from you. Electricity is pulling me closer to what I thought was only possible in make-believe. Imagine perfectly you come and go, but never see. Satisfied that I'd always have just enough light to see. Could it be that we've been given more than what we suspected? We're bound together like the wires burning underneath our feet. electricity's pulling me closer to what I thought was only possible and make believe. Imagine perfectly, you come and go, but never seem to
That's Megan Bird on KGNU. This is Cabaret. What did we just hear?
You just heard a song called Hollow Bone.
Wow. That's hitting deep. Going to the bone, if I can be corny and cliche here.
Oh, good.
And I recognize the tune before it because I heard you play at the Dairy Center the other night, and you introduced it as a co-write. with John McVeigh. Did I get that right?
Yeah, good memory.
Yeah, electricity.
Yeah, so. You mostly got a set of me all in one guitar tuning so that I didn't awkwardly have to tune in the middle.
Okay.
yeah, I wrote Electricity with John McVeigh. I'm working on two records with him right now, actually. Two simultaneously. It's a bit of a... I don't know if I recommend that, but anyway, that's what we're doing.
And, well, you have enough material for two records, so let's get them down on wax, as we used to say.
Yeah, let's do that, Doug. Let's definitely do that. We are doing it. We're chipping away at it.
That's great. Cinder Sound in Longmont.
Yeah.
Is the studio we're referring to. How's it going? What's the progress report? What's the latest... report update on all that?
Oh man, it's going so well. I'm so excited about these records. One of them I actually started pre-COVID, and it sort of sat on the shelf for a little bit, and then last January, so you know, 14 months ago, we picked it back up and mostly did sort of a Frankenstein project on it because a lot of it got redone. But it's sounding amazing, and I'm super psyched about it. And the record that will follow it is an album of songs that I wrote mostly during COVID. Actually, I think at least 90% of them during COVID. And I decided to do that record in a style that I hadn't done previously, which is very much, you know, electric bass and drums and a lot of guitars and textures and stuff. And this certainly has all of those things, but it's very unique in that the textures are all string arrangements and with some horn arrangements in there as well. So they're very orchestrated and lush and beautiful, and just I'm very excited. I'm playing a lot of piano on that record, and it's definitely, it will be something that people haven't heard from me, but you have to wait an extra long time to hear it because the other record is coming out first. So it's cool to have two projects I'm excited about in the pipeline. I've never had that before.
So first one that'll be maybe more familiar to us if we know, or as we come to know, Megan Burt Music tonight is due maybe starting in spring and through into summer, early fall.
Yeah.
And the second one with more strings, horns, orchestration, and the like, we're going to have to wait a little longer on. I thought I picked up something about, is it the second one is going to be released in a unique way, or? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Okay. Mostly just that it'll be a unique.
Okay, unique in how it's...
unique in how it's...
how it sounds.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm curious about something that we sort of have in common, which is I had a bout of about 5 years where I had a mystery illness that kind of, you know, took me out of, it took me out of a lot of things that I enjoyed doing. And I saw somewhere on your social that you had a bit of a time where you were also, I think it was Lyme, mm-hmm. that you were dealing with. And I'm just curious, you know, I know my life has opened back up since I found the path to, you know, being whole again. It seems like that's what's opened up to this recording, is that, you know, you come out of a time where you're focused on regaining health, and now you're back to what you have long done and done so beautifully. What's the you know, kind of the health piece that adds to the story of these recordings?
Yeah, I would say that for me, it's really been a cool opportunity to lean into sort of the blessing of crisis, and that if you're willing to be patient and hang in there and look for it, that it's always there. And so I would say that the songs that have come out of that are a lot about that journey of sort of surrender and what can come out of something like that. Not to belittle how hard it was, because it was pretty hard, but lots of people are going through hard things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've chosen to showcase more of the other side of it, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a celebration for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is KGNU's Cabaret Show, live local music. And in a sense, we started out by saying very local music, since Megan Burt hails from Denver. We're in the studio this evening with Megan Burt, and we're here to hear music. So what are we going to hear next?
I keep piggybacking off of your questions, okay. Doug. So I'm going to play a song that's on the second album. So this is a super pre-release, you heard it here first kind of moment. This is a song called Revolutionary, and it's really about finding gold where it wasn't, and being willing to look for it in all the odd places.
Would have sworn it I was born with an armor on my chest. Held it closer, 'cause a soldier never removes her vest. And it's something kind of tragic, always standing on guard till I started moving past it. See the gift in its arms. Everything that I've become was something I had to wait for. And everything that has come undone opened up a new door to nothing I had ever known. Like a revolutionary see the gold where none of it was buried. There's a cosmic conversation I'm learning how to trust. It doesn't mind my expectations, but it's never out of touch. It's the wisdom of the ages in a language I know. It's a perfect constellation in a map that I can hold. Everything that I've become was something to wait for, and everything that has come undone opened up a new door to nothing I had ever known. Like a revolutionary finds a way to see the gold, none of it was bad. Revolutionary finds a way to see the gold.
borrowing time. It's doing its job about as well as my life is doing for my peace of mind. Luckiest ones, 'cause I'm getting up every day and making it up for a couple of bucks, getting the man mostly paid. Though I gotta say that I thought it'd be different by now. Drugstore brand. I've never been properly seen, properly diagnosed, but I wonder sometimes if a PhD might say I'm lonelier than most. If I'm too cavalier, mostly it feels like an excuse. Some folks got God and some got a pillbox, same prescription, different use. Though I gotta say that I'd hoped it'd be different by now. That I want my favor to know if the road really rises to meet her in spite of my best laid plans. I'm feeling like I'm just the drugstore brand. Say that you can change the words to who you are. So how does one know what's to stay and go with what's been working so far? I got a few tricks, I'm grateful for you. So without a crystal ball, how can you be sure of what you're signing up for? Is really any better than settling for just the drugstore brand? Telling you in their faces,
broken too.
Megan Burt in the Cabaret studio at KGNU tonight. The song Revolutionary started that set, you said, from the second of two albums that are in the pipeline that you're working on right now.
Yeah.
And then I recognize the next one, Drugstore Brand. Curious about the backstory on that again, and also what we just heard, if you don't mind running down those second two songs.
Yeah, Drugstore Brand came from my time in New York and being very humbled by that city of energy and accomplishment and... you know, turning 30 and thinking about my life and thinking about all your plans for yourself and how they shift and evolve, and sort of grappling with this idea that, you know, I am not famous yet. I have not headlined Red Rocks, and does that make me worth any less? And sort of wondering if being sort of like living sort of a normal existence, so to speak, is good enough. And and the more I've played, and I wrote that from a very personal experience of like, oh gosh, I haven't made it yet, you know, in music. And it turns out that the more I play that song, the more I realize how many people can relate to this feeling of grappling with feeling special, and that their life—if their life was worth something—those
questions that we all ask ourselves as humans, and you put it in a song, only to realize that it's a pretty universal, not just your grappling, but kind of our collective grappling. Yeah, I spend enough time in New York living and walking those streets to really relate to the song as well. So I appreciate it. And And then what did we end up with there?
A song called Everybody that was on, I think it was my record called The Bargain. And it was a piano song, like a very sort of ballady piano song. And I decided to record an acoustic EP of two or three unreleased songs and then a couple new versions of older songs that people requested a lot in shows. And actually, my friend Joel Ansett, who I just released a single called Good Dream with, said to me in one of our writing sessions that he really liked this song, and I hadn't given it a second thought. It was kind of one of those songs that fell off in the depths of the record and whatever, and I never ever played it, and I just love him and really respect his taste, and it was cool because it made me pull the song out again. And my friend Sam Armstrong Zikafus and I recorded an acoustic EP that'll come out next month, and that's going to be on it.
We know and love Sam and his banjo around here
for sure.
We will look for that. And
yeah,
while you mentioned, because I think I streamed and finally got a hold of Good Dream that and Joel Ansett dropped. In fact, I think I spun it on my radio show last month. But this is one of those opportunities to remind people that there's MeganBurt.com. And where else can they find you and your music? All the usual places, but do tell.
Yeah, all the usual places. Whichever one you like, really. I haven't figured out TikTok yet.
No,
I'm not
leave
on
that
TikTok.
To someone, but I follow you on Instagram.
Instagram
and Facebook.
Facebook.
Your website.
MeganBurt.com. And for people who want a deep dive, I have a Patreon page as well, who want sort of some behind the scenes. And like I said, just sort of a deep dive into what I'm doing, they can find me on Patreon too.
And that's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, and Burt with two T's, B-U-R-T-T. So that's who's joined us in the studio. So I hope this is not a funny way to put this, but I just had to say it this way. You have something in common with Johnny Cash and B.B. King in that pre-COVID, you played for many years to a captive audience, literally, performing inside for inmates in prison. And I'm just so curious how those gigs came to be, how it was to play for incarcerated folks, and what takeaways you might have, you know, from that experience. What's the story? How long? How often? And are you going to get back inside at any point?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I love that you brought that up because I played at one of the same prisons Johnny Cash did, and that's like my claim to fame. That's like one of the coolest things I've done in my career. I totally fell into the prison gigs by accident. A guy that I went to music school, and a guy that I went to college with after college started directing the music program at one of the institutions. And I have only ever done it in the state of Pennsylvania. And they're always around Christmas time. It's kind of a special holiday. Thing. And I did it for 10 years. COVID kind of stopped that. And I didn't know if I would go back to it or how the program may have shifted. But I will tell you that I got an email. I don't know how this is possible. This was either like an illegal cell phone email or someone, you know, he told an inmate told someone who could email me on the outside. But I got a very sweet fan letter that said, Christmas isn't, you know, you haven't been here in 3 years and Christmas isn't the same without a Megan Burt concert. So that was very heartwarming. Every once in a while, if someone gets released, they might find me. And I've gotten a lot of really sweet letters over the years. And it's really one of the most profound experiences I've ever had. You'll never play for a more appreciative audience because they get one, maybe two concerts a year. And I'll tell you what, they really put outside audiences to shame sometimes because they are like, live music, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's such a fun interaction because they appreciate being there. I recognize how special it is to be there. I get to be in places that their family will never you know, and their loved ones will never get to be. It's really a trip. It's very crazy. I could talk about it for hours. Hearing the bars close behind you as you're walking down the hall with all of your gear to go set up, and it's pretty crazy. But it's been a very heartening thing that I've gotten to do in my career.
It sounds like it, and yeah, very unique. And now I want to rise to the challenge and be as appreciative as those audiences. But again, I don't want to have to, you know, pay the dues and of the course. Time that they've played. Yeah, reminds me, Christmas in Prison. Isn't that a John Prine song?
Oh, yeah, totally. Reed Fail.
Yeah, did he cover
play that song at E-Town at the Christmas gig we
yes,
played.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that was yes, the yes. last Christmas show.
Yeah.
It makes me curious. You have played out a few times because I've gotten to see you, I think you're embarking on a little Northeastern tour next week. But when you talk about these audiences, so appreciative because, you know, of how hungry they are for, you know, in this case, the live music and so much more. I feel that way a little bit. I mean, we've all been locked down to some extent. Live music is just now coming back. Any impressions, comparisons, reflections on the audiences you've had since you've been back out in front of this sort of dipping our toe back into live music?
It's certainly been a wonderful thing to get back, and I have felt warm welcomes coming back, and I'm very grateful for that, and looking forward to riding the roller coaster of how it just keeps evolving. I think the last 2.5 years have really changed the music industry in a big, big way. And I think we're only just starting to see that. And we will see it in so many aspects, in every single aspect, you know, the butterfly effect of what it has done, and in good and bad ways. So I'm buckled in. So I'm strapped in.
And we're strapped into our seats for more live music. It's such a treat, you know. This cabaret studio had to shut down for a while. And now we can't invite your full band in or
right.
Jake's full band in just yet. But we're so glad to have Megan Burt in the studio tonight. I want to thank a few people, and then we'll come back around, remind people what we're doing here, how to find you, and then we'll make sure to... hear some more music as we go out. We're just delighted to have Megan Burt in the studio tonight. Cabaret is alive with music thanks to musicians like you locally who will come on by. I want to thank the man behind the glass tonight, Jake. Thanks very much. Many thanks again to George Figgs, who teed this all up and keeps this studio rocking and humming so smoothly all the time. Many thanks to our music director, Indra Raj, and to our promotions and ticket maven, Carrie Marks, and really the whole team at KGNU who have made it possible for this station to stay alive during some pretty interesting times. I want to remind you, coming up at 8 o'clock tonight will be Corriente. And again, Megan Burt has been our guest. MeganBurt.com, that's Burt with two T's, and new music coming. Do remind us.
New album by late summer, early fall, with singles throughout the summer and late spring, and then another album next year. So hopefully everyone will also strap in for the Megan Burt roller coaster that is to come.
Oh, you know we will. Well, good. I'm looking forward to those new tunes, and as soon as I get a hold of them, I want to hear them and spin them on KGNU.
Thank you.
What will you play us out with tonight?
I thought I'd play a song called Not the Only One. Just and it goes like this. See you struggling, secrets of a lover, and heart uncovered, feels like a dead end. The only way out is back where we started. You're
we should cut losses and let it all go. Every inch we climb higher, keep thinking we'll find the end of our rope. You're not the only one who's trying,
listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live Boulder, music, Denver, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Shippers Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticketed information available at 100nickel.com.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, Boulder's source for new and used music, located at 17th and Pearl Street, celebrating its first anniversary on Saturday, April 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with live music. Details on the anniversary celebration can be found at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com.
Thanks for making KGNU part of your Tuesday evening. My name is Mariah. The show is Corriente. 2 hours of Latin music starts now. Enjoy.
A la cima de la droga que no tiene antecedentes. Cuenta.
un pelao. El juez indiferente le firma los papeles a la cima de la droga que no tiene antecedentes.
Ay, mamá, me estoy quemando, me estoy quemando. Ay, mamá, me están velando, me están velando. Ay, mamá, me estoy quemando, me estoy quemando. Ay, mamá, me están velando, me están velando. Contigo aprendí que la semana tiene más de 7 noches.